Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Are you happy with what you got? Amen and amen. Okay, that does not mean you don't better your life and do better, but what the Word of God tells us, be content with what you have. Covetousness is the opposite of contentment. Covetousness is the exact opposite of contentment. Contentment has much more to do with what you are on the inside than what you have on the outside. Let me repeat. I wrote that down. I thought it was pretty good. I brought my notes down. Just kind of thought came to me. Contentment has much more to do with what you are on the inside. You're content. You're fully satisfied than what you have on the outside, what you possess. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter number 4, he addressed this issue, and he had the right idea beginning in verse number 11. Again, Paul speaking to that church at Philippi, and he addressed this thing about being content. Not that I've learned to speak in respect of want, for I have learned, the word learned here, I've come to that conclusion in my life, you know, hopefully in our life, in your life, we've learned things in the past. And he said, I've come to this conclusion that whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Wherever God places me, whether it's in a prison in Rome, or whether it's on a mountaintop, whatever it is, I'm completely content because I know I'm in God's will. And then he goes on, verse number 12. For I know how to be abased. That word abased means humbled, have nothing. And I know how to abound. In other words, have much. I know how to have little, and I know how to have much, abound. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then verse number 13, we kind of set that off to itself sometimes. Matter of fact, when Tim Tebow played football, he had Philippians 4:13 under his eye. You know, remember in eye black. And the verse says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That verse wasn't meant to stand on us alone. That verse was meant to follow this thing about, I know I can be abased or I can abound. Whatever state I'm in, I'm content because I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And that's the thought here that we're trying to get. A wise man once said, it is better having a little and being content than having much and being contentious. It is much better having a little and being content than having much and being contentious. Now, I know most all of us can relate to this about having little. I'm just being facetious, but you know what I'm talking about. Now, overall in the world scope, we're the most blessed people on the face of Americans. You know, the poorest of the poor here in America, they tell us, is richer than the other 97% of the world's population. Ever how they come out with that. Talking about even the poorest of the poor in America is much richer than the rest of the world because we are so blessed with things, you know, and all. And it just seems like not just human nature, but just in our flesh, the more we get, the more we want. Now, I don't know if this is so or not, but I've heard it growing up because I wasn't born back then. But I heard the preachers just say, when Howard Hughes died, when he was dying, who once was the richest man in the world, Howard Hughes. Some of y'all remember him, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You told on yourself, okay? All right. They said, what would make you happy on his death? He said, just one more dollar. Just one more dollar. You know, the richest man in the world, he just wasn't content with that. He just wanted one more dollar. And that's back in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. When he talks about, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Again, we see that in 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Now, we were blessed to have a little baby born in our family January the 10th, Thursday, Wednesday. I can't keep up with it, whenever it was, you know. I'm going to forget her birthday because I have 7 kids, 12 grandkids. I don't know nobody's birthdays. That way I'm safe, okay? True story. The only birthday I know is my wife's birthday, and it's no. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. When we were first married, I couldn't remember her birthday. So help me. I said, "Baby, how can I remember your birthday?" She said, "It's this. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3." What's her birthday? January 23rd. Now you know my wife's birthday. It always falls on our missions conference. And so really, that's the only birthday, her and my birthday, the important people in my life, you know. 1, 2, 3, her birthday. So anyway, little Kira was born Wednesday, January 10th. We were there after she was born. And a couple of things. Do you know she was born penniless? She came to this world with absolutely nothing. She didn't even have pockets. Okay. When we passed, now I'm not, listen very closely. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I believe Jesus could come today, but if he doesn't come, all right. Well, we're laid out here in the casket or whatever church, wherever we be, maybe. You know, we're not taking anything with us, nothing. You know, we have some funeral directors here in the church and all, and they'll tell you they've never seen a U-Haul following a hearse. A hearse with a U-Haul hooked to it, you know, because they ain't taking it with them. You leave it all behind. And that's why it talks about being content. And I'm going to get a little bit farther in our study about that. We leave it all behind. You heard the little joke about the richest man in town. He died, and two men sitting on the park benches. The funeral procession was going by, and one man sitting on the bench said, "I wonder how much he left behind." And the other guy said, "He left it all. Left it all." Well, by the way, turn me to Luke chapter number 12. I want you to see this. Every time I think about this, I think of the story. Jesus tells a story about being aware of covetousness, and he uses that word in verse number 15. And he tells a story about a rich farmer, verse number 13. Luke chapter 12. And one of the company said unto him, "Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Obviously, he inherited some money, and I don't know the whole story, but obviously there's some money involved. And Jesus, in verse number 14, said unto him, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" There's volumes I could speak of. Let me tell you, one of the neatest things that I ever heard was Jim Gage will be with us today, here this morning. Today's his 80th birthday. Carmenza, you know, they're from Columbia. And Carmenza's dad owned a big farm, a large piece of property, a couple hundred acres, which is a lot of property, and it's a lot of property here. But he's a farmer. He's a rancher. Had cows and all in Columbia and a little town outside of Villa Vicencio, a little area. Doug's been there. We've been there. And before he passed away, the dad got all the kids. They had 7 or 8 brothers and sisters. They were how much it was, the family. And they divided the property up according to the value. In other words, so that when he passed, they wouldn't fight over who gets what, which, by the way, is a great idea. Now remember, this is in Columbia. So they divided. One person got a little bit more acreage than the other, but yet this acreage was a little bit more valuable. Maybe the crops grew better on it. Are you following? Well, this piece, this family got the place with the house and the buildings on it, but they got a small piece of ground. Are you following that? So he divided up into 7 or 8 pieces, and everybody agreed that it was fair. And they drew numbers that way there wouldn't be no jealousy, and they drew numbers of who got what. You know, so they divided it up, and they were happy, I guess. And over the years, some of them have sold their plot to others, and all, a couple of them have kind of put it all together. But the thing is, Jesus had to address this. He wanted to address this. And he said, "Hey, who's made me judge over you?" And he goes a little bit farther. Verse number 15, he said unto them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, that desire to have." Matter of fact, I've seen it, and I know many of you have seen this. When somebody passes away, you want to see a family feud. Family will fight tooth and nail over what's left. And that's what Jesus is talking about. "Well, divide us inheritance. My brother's saying, Lord, will you help me out here?" Well, he said, "Beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses."
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday, February 17th at 6 p.m. to hear the Inspirations live in concert. That's this Saturday at 6 p.m., February 17th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope that you'll come and enjoy the Inspirations. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.